الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأمه صديقة وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. We all praise, we all glorify, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for gathering us today and for enabling us to leave the dunya, to sacrifice our time and to come here for His sake, for His pleasure, to seek His blessings and mercy and forgiveness. And may the peace and blessings and salutations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon our noble messenger alayhi salatu wassalam and upon his beautiful, beautiful, illustrious, purified and noble family and the beautiful companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. Previously on Jumu'ah, we began our discussion on the unity of the prophets, how all prophets, all messengers are connected in their brotherhood and connected in their divine message and mandate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they all preach the same message, the oneness of Allah, the tawheed, the monotheism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the importance of worshipping only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to purify your actions, your deeds, your intentions, and to do those things that make you a better human being, a better Muslim, the one who submits truly and sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the one who is able to return back into the gardens of paradise. And we see that there is no discrepancy between the message of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They all call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their own distinct forms and manners, depending on the context of society, but their message was one, because their Lord and our Lord is one. And this was in relation to the message and the da'wah and the call of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, because we know and we believe him to be the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is recognized as Kalimatullah as well, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Savior which has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Isa ibn Maryam, Isa the son of Mary, which has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then today, as I mentioned, that after we have discussed the unity and the tawheed of all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will discuss today Sayyida Maryam, who is the integral part and pillar of this entire story, that we see how she is born, how she lives her life, and then how she, the Virgin Mary, gives a miraculous birth to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So insha'Allah al-Aziz, we will discuss the life of Sayyida Maryam today, insha'Allah al-Aziz. May Allah ta'ala be pleased with her. And the following Jummah, insha'Allah, we will talk about more about the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. So Sayyida Maryam bint Imran, the daughter of Sayyidina Imran, who is also a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was an extremely pious woman from the Bani Israel. And she is recognized in other texts as well as our text in the Islamic context, as a beacon of light. as a beacon of faith, as a beacon of action, paragon of action, virtue, and of character. And she's the only woman in the entire Quran, over 114 chapters. Throughout all of these pages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she is the only woman to be named specifically by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have an entire surah dedicated for her life and for her efforts and also for her sacrifices. So this is something for us all as Muslims, especially our daughters and our sisters, to really pay attention to. Because recently there was a contest taking place in modern day Israel where they were looking at Miss Universe, the one who is the most beautiful woman and the one who can have the most answers, and they give her the title and the crown of Miss Universe. And there's Miss World and there's Miss UK and Miss Europe, etc. But then ask yourselves, is this how we want our children, our daughters to grow up? Do we want our children to look up to these type of role models, or to the role models that we see in Hollywood, in Bollywood, in Lollywood, and various other industries? Is these the types of role models that we want our daughters, our mothers, our sisters to look up to? Or rather, should we actually look to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his daughters and his wives, and also those women, those beautiful, purified, pious, righteous women whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded for eternity and given a shahada and given this certificate that these are true, pious, righteous, honorable women, and therefore we should look up to these women and their way of life, and we will see that it will produce so much benefit and so much khair by looking towards the best rather than looking towards these people who don't even know how to dress properly, who don't even know how to have any sharam or haya or modesty in front of other people. It's all about my body, my jism, my life, my decisions, the way I want to do, rather than it is what I should be doing according to the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you look at Sayyidah Maryam herself, the actual name Maryam in Arabic and various other Hebrew texts means a worshipper, a true servant, a true slave and worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the first thing that we should instill within our daughters, our mothers, our sisters, our wives, that this is who we are. We are all the abids, the ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, all of us should first and foremost surrender, submit, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the mandate is for our women as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَجَعَلْنَاهَا وَابْنَهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we made her, specifically Sayyidah Maryam, and she's mentioned first to show her honor and her maqam and her status, and especially to demonstrate this to the rest of humanity and the rest of women throughout the world. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her this distinction, gave her this honor, gave her this maqam and this status. And also then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wabnaha, gave it to her son, which is Isa alayhi salam, ayatan lil alameen, as a sign, as a manifest, as a clear sign unto all of humanity, that look at these great two individuals, the mother as well as the son, and how she achieved her maqam, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subsequently gave the maqam and honor to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. So if you want to look towards role models in your life, and if you want to show your daughters and your sisters and your wives and your cousins and your family members that this is who you should look up to, look towards Sayyidah Maryam, look towards Sayyidah Khadijah al-Kubra, look towards Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra, look towards Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, look towards Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, look towards all of the other daughters and the wives of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and you will see this clear sign, guidance coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, inshallah, we will very quickly look at the summary of her entire life, but we will focus on a few aspects and highlight those aspects in her life. So she was devoted from her birth. You know, when we have children, we think, oh, agar Allah ta'ala beta deta, then obviously we always want betas, but we never even think about betiyan as much. But the daughters, they are a double blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only are they a blessing, that they bring their huge amount of rizq and provisions with them. So you never need to worry. But look at the mother of Sayyidah Maryam, Sayyidah Hana. And what did she say? That she wanted to devote her daughter in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to devote our daughters to say, oh, they'll become old and mature, and they'll educate themselves, and they will have children, they'll have X, Y, and Z, and have such a degree and such qualifications, and will have this much dahij and all of these things. These are the type of things that we think about. But look at the life of Sayyidah Maryam's mother, and she said that indeed, إِنِّي نَزَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. That she made this nazar, she made this oath, this pledge, this contract, this promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever I have in my womb, that I have consecrated, I dedicated this and devoted this particular child to your service. So accept this from me. And this is some of the du'as that we should consider as well. Not just think that our daughter or our son will come and they will give us happiness, they will give us joy, they will give us izzat, they will give us honor, and they will give us money and wealth and status and shadniya and grandkids. That shouldn't be the primary focus of us having children or being pregnant with children, but rather look at how Sayyidah Hana devotes her daughter towards the worship and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. And then at the time that she was born, immediately she gave her daughter her name, i.e. the true servant and the true worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another lesson for our mothers and for the fathers as well. The majority of the time has been 9 months and we still don't know a name. And even after that, we still are running around, Mawlvi Sabe, the son, asking from X, Y, and Z. You've had 9 months to consider a name. As soon as a child is born, they shouldn't just be called a child. They should be called by their name. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whenever a child was born and brought to him, and he would give the tahniq, he would always ask for their name, and always address them by their name, or he would give them a name on the day of birth, when they were born. And the latest that you can give them their name is by the 7th day. And even then, that's obviously only if there's any real majwuriya. Otherwise, from day one, you should have your name ready for your particular child. So this is a very important aspect as well. وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَزُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. That not only has she named her Maryam, she has fulfilled her duty towards her child in terms of the recognition of that child, but also doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking their refuge for your child. You know, when our children are born, immediately the first thing you should do is shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then do dua for their protection and the protection of their children as well, which is exactly what the mother of Sayyidah Maryam was doing, Sayyidah Hana. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Again, you see through the entirety of the pregnancy, and even as soon as the birth is there, constantly remembering and thanking and connecting themselves back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from her birth, from the dua of her pious and patient parents, Sayyidina Imran and Sayyidina Hana, we see the birth and the beginning of a great woman, a woman who is devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us, when our children are born, think, oh, mera putter, mera beta paida hoya, now I'm going to devote them to becoming a hafiz, becoming an alim, or becoming X, Y, and Z. No, we're always thinking about engineer, professor, or doctor, or X, Y, Z. We don't even think, oh, chalo madrasa jaake par learn again, that's it, they'll just go, they'll learn the qaida, they learn the Quran, that's sufficient. But no, our purpose here on earth is to devote ourselves and also our children to the worship and to the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True worship and true recognition and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to relearn from the lives of our prophets and the wives of our prophets and these beautiful examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And then we see that she was accepted and also guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she became an inspiration for other people that were around her. You know, we just think, oh, we'll just go to such and such flana person or X, Y, and Z, and we'll get so much knowledge from them or advice from them. But your children, your daughters are a huge source of inspiration. their rahmah, their mercy, their shafqa, their compassion, their love, and also their devotion. You will know and you will pay testimony to this, that the way that your daughter prays and worships and practices her faith is not the same way as your son. And they'll take their time to get to that particular stage, whereas your daughters, they will be on that with their hijab, with their libas, with their guftugu, with their character. These are truly devoted individuals, and this is something that we really need to hone in our daughters and in our children and encourage them, because they can become an inspiration for their siblings. They can become an inspiration even for their own parents and for other members as well. And we see from the very life of Sayyidah Maryam, may Allah be pleased with her, that she was recognized as extremely blessed. Wherever she was known to be blessed. And wherever, especially when she went into the mihrab, Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, he would see, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابَ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمُ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُكُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. But Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, he saw that every time Sayyidina Maryam would go and to stand in her mihrab and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an abundant amount of provisions and rizq and khayr and barakat would come and descend upon her, and he realized that she was blessed. The place that she was in was also blessed as well. And he used this wasila, he used her as a wasila, as a means to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept his plea, and that plea was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with a child as well, even though his wife was barren for such a long time. So being close to your daughters is a very important aspect. Encouraging them from a very young age to worship and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very important aspect of our lives and our duties. And when we do that consequently, you will see that khayru sadaqat and barakat will descend upon you because of the result of your particular child, and that will permeate and the blessings will continue throughout your home and your family as well. So we see this very, very quickly in the life of Sayyidah Maryam, her birth and her coming into the dunya, and then her devotion and her worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and becoming a means of khayru barakat and blessings for other people. And she was recognized as a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that, O Maryam, Ya Maryam, iqnuti wasjudi warka'i ma'al raki'een, that remain truly devout to your sustainer, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and prostrate yourself truly in worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَارْكَعِي مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ, and continue to bow down with those who bow down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us are saying, look our daughters, to our daughters, our children, that this is what you need to be doing, rather than focusing just about the dunya and your friends and the TV and the celebrities and the people that they look up to. Look up to these women, these illustrious, beautiful women, the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded for eternity in the Quran, and the ones that were given by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Devote yourself, devote your children, dedicate them, and focus their attention and their energies towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isa ibn Maryam, wajihan fi dunya wal akhirah, wa min al muqarrabin. Isa ibn Maryam, he was a great honor in this world. Where did he get this honor? That honor came because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed that honor into the life of Sayyidah Maryam. As a result, he was able to take from that honor as well in the dunya and the akhirah. And he was those who drew near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine your parents don't worship, don't recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are not devout in their worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are not sincere in their worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will their children worship in the same way? Why should I do that? They don't pray, why should I pray? They're focused about the dunya, I'll focus in the dunya. They'll just replicate who you are. So you see that even Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, yes, he was selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and given this great mandate of prophethood, of nabuwa, but he saw all of this from a young age. He was honed and he was shaped and he was directed and channeled towards all of this from a very young age due to his mother. So the influence of our mothers, our daughters, our sisters is absolutely paramount in our lives and in the lives of our community, especially for the health and for the prosperity of our religion. We need to make sure that we continue to look towards the great examples of these great individuals, so we can draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidah Maryam, she was chosen above the women of the world wife, not just because of her blood, not just because of her nisbah or her connection, but rather due to her inherent own efforts and value and her sacrifices, due to her righteousness. Do you know women? You shouldn't look at a woman saying, oh, she's the wife of such and such person. Therefore, you respect that woman because she's the wife of that individual, or because she's the daughter of such individual. You should respect them and honor them inherently for who they are. They've already been given honor by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as individuals. And especially if you know that they are righteous and pious, and they have sacrificed and they continue to do things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give them their worth, give them their dignity and their honor and their izzah for who they are. Not just because they're flanani baitiya, flanana, you know, wife X, Y, and Z, because of who they are. She received this maqam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just because of who her father was, not just because of who her uncle Zakariya alayhi salam was, not just because of Yahya, who her cousin was, not because of these things, because of who she was and what she did and how she sacrificed to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَىٰ نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen her and has purified her further and chosen her and given her a great status above all of the women of the world at that time. This is what you can achieve. And she was a great saint of her time. She was a great example and great leader of her time. Our children, our daughters, our sisters, our mothers, our wives can become the same as well if they follow in the same steps that we see in the life of Sayyidina Maryam, of being devout, of being connected, of truly worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of sacrificing and being righteous and connecting themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we as men have to give our women their inherent honor and dignity and right, and encourage them and support them and say, you do things for yourself, not just because you're my wife or you're my daughter or you're my sister, because of who you are. And you can achieve great things and great miracles, karamat can happen at your hands as well when you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, as I mentioned at the beginning, that whilst the Miss Universe contest was taking place recently in Israel, and people and our children, our daughters may be looking towards the most beautiful women of the world, who are the most, you know, elusive in their, you know, conversations, etc. These are not the examples for us in our sunnah, in our deen. The examples have been given to us by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They are recorded there for eternity in the Quran. We see the righteousness, the akhlaq, the kirdar, their sacrifices, their taqwa, their tahara, and we see the symbols of their modesty. And these are the things that we need to instill within our lives, encourage our daughters to do so as well. She was a great symbol of modesty as well. Sayyidina Maryam was extremely modest and extremely chaste. Even when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come and descend, and he came in his human form as well, in spite of that, she immediately sought protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا, that we sent to her our angel and he represented himself as a well-proportioned man. But what did she do straight away? She wasn't attracted by this man, this handsome man, this beautiful man, or the seclusion or the privacy. Immediately she sought refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنِّي عِزُكَ Rahman, that she took that refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she said, you should be also God fearing, that stay away from me. Whereas in this day and age, we just need an opportunity of a glance, of a glimpse, of like, come hither, or exchange numbers, let's contact, let's meet up, or let's do all of these things. This is not the way of our deen, especially not the way of righteous women, of our sisters, of our daughters, maintaining their eyes, maintaining their heart, maintaining their actions. You look at the life of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. He said, no way, this is not going to happen. I'd rather go to jail than approach this particular woman. Look at Sayyidina Maryam as well. He goes, keep away from me. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You stay far away from me. Whereas in this day and age, somebody gives you an inch, you'll go for a mile, and you'll exchange numbers, you'll start conversation, you'll do so many other things. This is just the doors of the shaitan. We need to be really, really careful in our approach, in our modesty. And it's why, again and again in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he mention? قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغُضُّنَّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Again, lower your eyes, lower your gaze, protect your modesty and your chastity and your honor and your righteousness. Only when you do all of these things in combination are you able truly to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was there as the miraculous virgin birth, the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And the angel said to him that said to her that I'm only the messenger of your Lord to give you a pure boy. Again, she said, how can this happen when no man has ever touched me, when no man has ever come near me? And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do this, that whatever he decides, he will say and he will be. So we again see in the Quran, every single step of her life, she maintained her honor, her dignity, her chastity, her modesty. And these are some of the principles that we need to remind ourselves, and especially our sisters and our daughters, our mothers, that these are the role models that we look up to. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies to her truthfulness, to her honor, وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةً. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers and records Sayyidah Maryam till the end of time, that she was a woman of truth, of veracity, of honor, of dignity, of righteousness. So she has the greatest rank amongst all of the women till the end of time. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said this, that sufficient for you, for me and for every single one of us here today, sufficient for you are the women among mankind, Maryam bint Imran, Khatija bint Khuwaylid, and Fatima bint Muhammad and Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, and another narration, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So we need to not look far away, look towards these great examples, the great legacy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and enable us all to truly follow in the footsteps of these great women, so that we can also become great individuals, great societies and great families, and a great ummah again. And look at how towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors Sayyidah Maryam, may Allah be pleased with her, even more, that yes, she's had this miraculous and this virgin birth, and she returns back to her community, and in spite of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow her character to be tainted whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares a conversation with us, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ سَبِيًّا قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيًّا ذَلِكَ عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ. So look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, due to her entire life and her sacrifices and her connection and her taqwa and her tahara, even at that time where people were surrounding her and about to, you know, do so much potential damage to her and throw her out of her society, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled Isa alayhi salam to speak up, to protect her and her honor, and to speak up and say, look, this is who I am. Allah ta'ala has made me a servant, just the way Allah Ta'ala made my mother a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He's made me blessed just the way my mother was blessed as well. So there's so much for us to learn from the life of Sayyidah Maryam. Today obviously was just a very short and compact summary in terms of her life. Last week we talked about the unity of the prophets and their message to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The message began with Sayyidah Maryam, and it continues inshallah next week on Friday with the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. So the miraculous life of Sayyidah Maryam teaches us how to be devoted and obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you are obedient to Allah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala will protect you and guide you and bless you just the way He did to Sayyidah Maryam. This is doesn't matter to your gender, to your status and to your maqam. Whoever you are, whenever you surrender, these things will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and khayr and taqwa and proximity and closeness. And Allah Ta'ala will make ways out for you just the way He made ways out for Sayyidah Maryam during her very, very difficult time in her life. In your personal life, in your family life, we can find all of these guidance when we ourselves turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and wholeheartedly, just the way Sayyidah Maryam did. وَقُولْ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جُزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. کچھ ضروری اعلانات آپ حضرات سماعت فرما لیں. سب سے پہلے آپ سب سے درخواست کی جاتی ہے کہ جو آپ کے جو فیس ماسکس ہیں وہ آپ ٹھیک طریقے سے ان کو پہنیں مسجد کے اندر جب تک آپ مسجد میں موجود ہیں. پلیز ڈو کیپ یور فیس ماسک آن کریکٹ.